Welcome to Ian and Joe's Tip Tours, bringing you inspirations from special places to give you ideas to reflect on. Joe, what's special about this place and why have you brought me here?
Well, this is a little village called Coles Hill in the heart of Oxfordshire, and it's not the sort of place on the main tourist routes. It's a bit off the beaten track. You wouldn't necessarily have ever been to the village unless you follow the road there. And it's really rather a special place for a number of reasons. One is that it's got a long history, and the Lord of Coles Hill Manor, which unfortunately burnt down about 100 years ago, actually built most of the village from his own funds to house all his workers. He was very benevolent, a bit like the guy who created the Bourneville town for all his workers near Birmingham. The other reason is that not many people realise that Coles Hill is on a small hill, and underneath the village, the rock is riddled with underground tunnels. And it was the actual secret location of Churchill's war bunker. The idea being that if the Germans invaded or bombed London more heavily, then the government would be run from the tunnels underneath this quiet little idyllic Oxfordshire village. The tunnels are still there and the war rooms are still there, but you can only access them one day a year when the local history society take you down. It's also got a huge Coles Hill estate. So there's lots and lots of walks, countryside. It's a pretty little place. And it's got a nice atmosphere. I like it.
So you're saying underneath this bench that we're sitting on, in front of the village green, that there's tunnels?
Absolutely, yeah. Really amazing tunnels that not many people know even exist. And just a couple of houses over there, it's where George Martin, the Beatles producer, lives.
No.
Every summer he has a garden party for all the villagers and local people. And a couple of years ago, I went along to his garden party and he was there serving barbecued sausages. And he said there was some local musicians going to go entertain us, and Fairport Convention turned up.
No.
One of my favourite bands, and entertained us for the afternoon, so it's a really special place.
So what tip would you like to share with us?
I think this place inspires me with a tip that is, nothing happens until ideas turn into action. And a lot of people don't seem to realise this. They have brilliant ideas, but they don't actually take the next concrete steps to turn those ideas into actions. I remember hearing a radio interview once with a top athlete, and he was asked if he had a motto, and he said, yes, my motto is this: if nothing happens, nothing happens. In other words, if I don't get up in the morning and do my training, if I don't push myself to my limit, then I'm not going to win that Olympic gold medal. But if something happens, something happens. And it's the idea of actually taking great ideas and turning them into really concrete actions, never looking back, giving it your all, and realising that only you can make things happen and don't rely on other people. And this kind of place inspires me to think, yeah, every time I'm walking in this village or walking around the fields on the estate, I'm coming up with ideas to turn ideas into reality.
Oh, that's brilliant, Joe. Thank you very much for sharing that tip with us, and such a lovely place as well. So if you're interested in letting us know some of your tip special places or where we could take tip tours to, then please come along to our website at tiptours.co.uk and leave us a note. We'd be glad to hear from you.